But we're going to talk about something, it's interesting to me. My background is I was a lender lawyer like you for about 20 years, and I sort of migrated around to some other areas of the law, and I've been a land use guy for a while. Probably 75% of what I do is dealing with the issues of use of real property, because, you know, that's what real property is supposed to be, is it's supposed to be used. And if there's an impediment on your use of the property, you know, people get kind of upset about it. And so there's a risk element, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And, you know, Mary did a great job talking about risk and talking about how you handle risk, and she has an excellent group of checklists. And there's a lot of lender risk. And you know what we're really doing, what we're really delivering to our lender clients is we're delivering our expertise to analyze risk. You know, we want to identify that risk, we want to analyze it, we want to mitigate it, and then we want to help our clients accept an appropriate amount of risk appropriate to that particular lender. And the things that are going to be analyzed by lender's counsel or by the lender are going to be things like credit, like performance issues, those are the loan documents, lien priority, we're going to deal with that in title insurance, all kinds of issues relating to the collateral, such as value, and that's going to be an appraisal, condition, and you're going to have a third-party report on that, environmental, again, another third-party report. But I would suggest that land use is another one of those very significant issues that lenders need to understand, and you need to help them to identify the issues, analyze those issues, mitigate those issues, and then help the lender assume the appropriate amount of land use risk.